Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. We have someone with us today that you met a long time ago. Her name is
Naz Perez.
She's back!
Yay, I'm back. I'm so happy to be back, Ash.
Naz and Lauren are going to be switching off weeks, probably. Like, that's about the formula going forward. You know, sometimes it'll be the three of us, but mostly they'll be switching off. Lauren will tell more nostalgic stories. Well, you know, all those things about our childhood. And Lauren, knowing the deep, dark sections of my personality, we'll have her on for that. And then for Naz, she will be on for things that have to do with, you know, not having a boyfriend and sucking at love. Because you know what? Lauren never fails at love. She doesn't always pick them right. She doesn't always pick them well. But she never has a problem getting the guy.
Exactly. And we always do.
Yeah. So, Naz, would you like to...
Well, before we start...
Yeah, explain.
Well, we were driving on the way here... And I was telling Ashley how my parents are coming into town and I want to take them hiking.
And I was like, what do you mean you're going to go like backpacking? No, she says, she looks over to me and it's like the most annoying thing. She goes, Ashley, have you ever hiked Runyon? And I'm like, Naz, I've lived in LA for almost 2 years now. Like, of course I've hiked Runyon. I haven't hiked Runyon. I've walked Runyon because it's paved. It's a paved trail, like cement paved, not even stone paved. So I wouldn't exactly call that a hike. I call that a walk.
Okay, but
the
it's
hills.
It's hiking. You're so East Coast. Ashley's version of hiking is rock climbing.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, no. Well, I'm not going. I need to be going through terrain and it needs to be hard and going through rocks. And that's not hiking. That's mountain climbing.
Did you see that Reese Witherspoon
hiking
movie?
Hiking is
like,
walking.
Wild,
yes. Everyone saw Wild. Hiking literally is walking. That's what it is.
Well, she was hiking. You know, she had a huge amount of tools and equipment on her back and she was going a long distance and she was like really covering terrain, but you—that's
Runyon
hiking.
Is terrain.
It's a mountain.
It's a rock.
Paved.
It's a rock in the middle of LA. It's terrain.
Oh my god! But it's smooth. It's like walking on the streets.
Yeah, because they like man-made paved it. But there's other hikes in LA that are like hikes.
Okay, then those are hikes. But Runyon is something. You
okay,
walk.
So have you been on a hike?
What?
Like your
no.
definition of a hike.
Have I walked been? Through terrain?
Yes.
Here
in LA.
LA?
Exactly.
No.
So you've never hiked then, technically. You're a walker.
I've only walked Runyon.
Anyways.
Anyway, so that's, I don't know. I'd like to know what you guys think. Is this, what is a hike to you? And what is a walk to you?
I totally get what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
it is a walk, but it's called a hike. All right. Well, let's talk about what we all really right, want right. to talk about today. So, Ashley, what do you want to talk about today?
So, we are going to talk about social media and crushes and just, like, weird interactions. Like, there are the rules, right, when it comes to dating. There's apparently rules. But social media is such a new platform, relatively, that... The rules are kind of unwritten, right?
Well, what do you mean by that? Like how social media affects relationships?
Not
or what do you mean by
just
rules?
That, but like how guys reach out to you on Instagram. And if they Instagram message you, is that more casual than them texting you? And why are you Instagram messaging me if you have my number? That's so bizarre.
It's so annoying.
It's so weird. So... Just like this one guy, I go on a really good date with him. He says, let's do it again, multiple times. And then I respond to an Instagram story of his. So this is how I think you can appropriately communicate through Instagram, if you still have each other's numbers, it's like he posted something on a story and it was very respondable. So I responded and I said, well, I don't want to give it away. I don't want people like stalking my Instagram and figuring out who it is. But I responded and I said, blah, blah. And then he said, let's hang. And I said, okay, when? And then he doesn't respond. And this is just so annoying. And he likes every single one of my pictures, or at least like 75%, but then doesn't text me about hanging out.
It's so annoying. I feel like guys think Instagram, or maybe Instagram's just way more casual in general. Because,
which is what they like these days.
Yeah, which is what they like. Yeah. Like they'll just. But I also want to talk about the fact, because you just said he likes your pictures. Yeah. Do you think guys actually think about liking a picture the way we do? Because I don't think they do. Because you know, girls are like, oh my God, he just liked my picture. Like that definitely means he's like thinking about me. And I really feel like we all need to take a step back. And I don't think guys look that far into it. Like we take it as like it's like a landmark, like you're dating a guy and you're like, oh my God, he liked three of my photos, like God, and we get so excited. And it's so embarrassing because I bet the guy's just sitting there scrolling through his feed liking anything, not thinking about it.
I kind of disagree. You know why? Because I will like pretty much go through and like most of my friends' pictures, right? So it's almost mindless unless I really don't feel the picture. But with guys that I like or have dated in the past or whatever, I do sort of think, like, before I double click, I go, is this worthy?
Right, but you're a girl.
Yeah, I'm a girl. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they do what we do.
No, but
I do the same exact thing you do. And here's the thing. I want to clarify. I do think guys will calculate they will be calculated in the way that they like some stuff. But I don't think it's like as much as we think it is.
Possibly. But this guy, he's been following me on Instagram since September. But just now after our date, does he like almost all of my pictures?
So do you get mad when he doesn't like a picture?
No, because I think that there's a reason to it. Like, let's see. He didn't like... this is so silly, but he'll like... He probably doesn't like pictures that he doesn't understand or that are completely unattractive, like this picture of me and Jade with my dinner bloat. Like, he doesn't know Jade. He doesn't get that she's pregnant and it's a bachelor thing and it's cute. And, like, my dinner bloat is definitely not sexy. But he does like the picture of me and Lauren. And
but that's
he does like, you know, whenever it's, like, a work thing.
But that's what I'm saying, Ashley, is I don't think he didn't not like your picture with Jade. Because of that, I think guys don't think about it as much as we do. I think they just like what they like, and maybe they didn't see it, or maybe they just don't like a photo and they just don't like it.
No, the guy that you are into at the moment always likes your sexy pictures. I used to post pictures, of course, like for big all the time. I just like have photo shoots with myself and be like, let's get a sexy poster picture that's not like too skanky to not be able to post on Instagram, but I'm going to post it. Because I want him to see it and I want to get the ego boost from his like. And then he'd always like those pictures. But then if it were a picture with me and my friends doing something like friendly, he wouldn't like those.
Well, that's not the best then, right?
What do you mean?
If he's just liking sexy photos of you and not liking just your regular pictures.
They're beautiful pictures. They're not...
They're like not hot pictures.
Yeah,
like hot
I'm just pic. Saying they're not like they're not. He's not liking my daily pictures.
Okay, well, I have a question for you, and I really want to ask everyone this. Let's say you're like obviously wanting a guy to see a picture or something on your Instagram story or a snap. Does the Instagram story or snap even matter if the person that you wanted to see it doesn't view
it? No, of course not. It's a huge waste.
It's like the biggest waste of life.
Naz, it's the biggest. Oh my gosh. When I used to post pictures specifically for big, and then if I saw this is like really back in like the crazy age. Like I don't think I would even do this now because I have so much more of a full life right now. But like this is back in like my holy shit, what am I doing with my life? Like depression phase where like everything revolved around him. Where I would see, he was also much more heavily, he's more active on Instagram. I would see that he was going through and liking pictures, and if he skipped over mine, like liked one before mine and then after mine, before the whole algorithm took over.
Okay, so you would be on the following tab.
I would be on the following side, and I would see his activity, and if he skipped over my picture, like saw it but didn't like it, and my day would be ruined. Like, he saw it and didn't like it, and I did it just for him.
That's what I'm saying. It's so ridiculous. Like, I don't think guys think about it the way we do. But I also kind of agree with you. I don't know. It's weird. I think they kind of do, but not as much as
we
do.
I think they totally do.
Does that make sense?
I think they totally do. Okay, so I have to just say this. When I would post a picture and then he wasn't on Instagram all day, that would be the biggest waste. Not only did he not see it, but, like, not only did he not like it, but he didn't even see it.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
Yeah, it's so bad. And I was like, I really want him to see me like that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But, okay, to answer your question.
Which one?
I mean, this is Jared, and Jared's an overthinker. So we all know this. So he may not like Instagrams accordingly.
What are you about to say?
But when we had just gotten off our first paradise and he was mad at me for a certain reason, I don't really want to get into it, but it was televised, so it's not like super secret. He didn't like any of my pictures for like 6 weeks, and I didn't hear from him at all, like in any sort of friendly way. But it was really the liking of pictures that I noticed was so obvious to me. That he went from liking my pictures, then he found out about said thing, and then he stopped liking my pictures. So after a couple of weeks of him just not liking anything, I called him and I go, "Hey, like, is everything okay? Like, are you mad at me?" And he like legitimately wasn't liking my pictures because he was mad at me.
Well, so you know what's so funny is when you say that story, I'm like, maybe you're right. Maybe they do actually think about it as much as we do. Because the guy that I was dating, I actually met him through Instagram. Did you know that?
Yes, you knew him before Instagram. Yeah. Before.
But like, it was like a slide in the DM kind of thing. Like, that's actually a thing.
He randomly slid into your DM. Like, who is he? Like, no, I'm not. I don't mean that. I'm just like,
people
why
do
would he
that.
Even find you? How
people
do you even
do
find
that?
You?
Like, friends of friends. Like, he was like at a wedding, I guess, and like someone knew who I was and like saw my account. I don't know. I digress. That doesn't matter. But when you just said that Jared story, it's funny because now we're no longer dating and he still follows me and he will only like certain photos, which is so random and calculated and so stupid. So I think you're right. I think guys do actually think about it as much as we do.
I totally think they do. Oh, you've just totally switched your opinion within minutes.
But here's the thing. I think it matters like what state you're in. Like if you're just dating someone, if you just met a guy and you're dating him like on a dating app and you went on a couple dates, like I don't think they think about it as much. I think you have to actually have some sort of relationship for it to matter, like how you did with Jared and how I did with this person. Do you know what I mean? Like the guy that you're dating now.
Well, that would not be called dating.
The guy you're dating now.
He's not a date. I'm not dating him. I went on one date with him.
Okay, you went on one date with him. That's what I meant by, like, in the beginning, disagreeing with you, is that, like, I don't think that, like, that person who's not really so much in your life thinks about your Instagram as much as we probably think about theirs.
Yeah,
to be
I mean, that's totally a legitimate point, except for the fact that, like, the date was a month ago and that he's been following me for 6 months but has only started liking my pictures as of the last month.
That's great. So what is... Okay, so can I ask you this? When I was dating someone and you're in like that weird gray area where like you don't know what you are, but you really like the person, or even in your situation where you've like, you've been on one date with him, right?
And you like this him. Like makes me sound like a total failure, but this is like, he's like, it's like classic.
You're not a failure. This
is
our life.
I'm just want to let you know that this is like not me failing. He absolutely intends on going out with me again. He just doesn't give a fuck when. Like he will not... I know this is what he does because I was like a little bit, I was friendly with him beforehand. He's just a total flake and he talks big game And that's then LA. He doesn't.
I mean,
he doesn't,
it's probably a
through.
Lot of other places aside from LA, but guys are such flakes these days.
They're so flaky.
But what I was going to ask you is, do you, because you like him, I know you've only been on one date, do you ever
get. I feel like I'm stupid right
Why
now.
Are you so stupid?
I legit feel like I am this stupid girl who's like building up something, which I totally am, even though it was one date and I'm trying to tell people, like, don't worry. He actually enjoyed himself. He actually liked me.
Like-
he actually inferred a zillion times that I would like hang out with him, even like meet his kid, like hang out with him at his house at home.
I mean,
at
this
home,
is
home.
Our life.
But like then, and then he texted me and like said he wanted to do it again multiple times, said we were going to do it the first week of April.
Oh my God.
And now still nothing. I'm not failing. I swear. I feel stupid.
Do you think he's just not that into you, stupid?
No,
is that what
I
you're
don't.
Saying?
That's, but that's what I genuinely feel like, because I've known him before, like things were ever taken to like the date level. I feel like I know him enough where I'm, it's not, he's just not that into me. I feel like he'd do this with anyone. Which is a bad sign and probably not somebody you really need
probably
to be
not,
with.
But it's so annoying how so many guys are like this now. But what I was going to ask you
No,
is,
but then of course the gross guys that, you know, you've been on a, Naz has been like on a string of dates, first dates, which are like hilarious because I think she's a champ. I'm like exhausted if I had one first date a week. She's basically going on her fourth today. It's like 4 and 8 nights.
Can I just say right now, while we're recording this, that I am going to the Laker game tonight. They're playing the Pelicans. And if I don't come home, then I recorded it here first. And I think the guy I'm going on a date with tonight is a murderer. I'm not even kidding. He's been so weird.
Can you tell him how you...
Wait, I will, but I want to ask you this one question.
I know you want to be on track, but you're really leading into some funny territory.
White with what? The guy tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was driving. I got this new job. I'm hosting for the Dodgers now. And I normally don't wear makeup, but I like really took a lot of time to do my makeup. And I have to say that because of like what happens. So I did my makeup. I'm driving towards, you know, East LA. And this guy pulls up in like this white Bentley and he's like dodging cars to
were
like
you
pull
in the
up
car?
Next to me. Yeah, I was driving. That's why I was saying it, because he obviously, I don't know, I guess saw my face from like far away.
Yeah.
So we're driving and he pulls up next to me and he starts screaming and he's like, put your window down, put your window down. And I'm like, hi, can I help you? And he's like, you are the most stunning thing I have ever seen. I must have your number. And then we were at the light. It was Beverly and the Grove Drive, like right in front of Erewhon. And there's like people.
A grocery store for all you people who live outside LA.
Yes. It's like Whole Foods on steroids. Anyways. So there's people outside Erewhon like watching and he's like screaming and he's like, I must have your number. And then people start beeping because he won't drive until I give him my number. So I gave him my number and he texted me and he asked me to go to the Laker game tonight. So I'm going, but I just, I don't
know, guys.
Of course,
I think this is cute and romantic because I'm her friend and I'm like looking at it from the outside perspective. However, if a guy did this to me,
it's
I would be like,
creepy.
I'm not giving you my number and I'm definitely not ever meeting up with you. But then with her, I'm like encouraging. I'm like, oh my God, what a meat story. It's such
go
a
die.
Meat cute.
Go die, Naz. Go die. So anyways, we'll
she's
see.
Not attracted to him. If he was like the hottest thing ever and then he said this, I'd be like, oh my God, this is my chick flick finally happening.
Yeah. But here's the weird thing with me is like I have to meet someone and be with someone now to know if I like them. Because I like didn't find him that cute off the bat doesn't mean I won't.
Right.
But that's he's just crazy. Creepy in the sense. I don't know why. That's so sad that I think what he did is kind of creepy. Even though I guess you're seeing it as like romantic and nice. And you would think that in this day and age, it would be something I love. But just how he's been like following up and he's like, I really want to hang out. And I'm like, how can you feel that way off just seeing someone in like another car?
I think it's cute because it's pretty reminiscent of my parents meet cute or my dad. He was like, and I saw a goddess at the mall. And then he ran into her and he was a fool. You know, he was like, oh my God, I saw you at the, I've been watching you. He said, I've been watching you. So that's like you and this guy, like he was watching you and holy shit, you were a goddess.
I guess. So I guess it's a part of me is like, it's so superficial, but I guess that's all dating is like, you have to like someone's face to approach them. Maybe.
Right.
I mean, not every time, but
you know what happened to me yesterday?
What happened to you yesterday?
I was at coffee and then this guy comes up to me and he says, I like sense your presence. Like you have like such a nice, like commanding personality. Like you're really, fill up a room. You know, he's like, I just was drawn to your energy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, that's like such a unique and unique, lovely compliment.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you
a
so
really
much.
Nice thing.
That's like definitely not something you hear every day.
Right.
And then he tried to talk me up a little bit more. And then after 30 seconds, hands me his phone with the dial pad out. Like, didn't even say, like, I'd love to have your number or take my number or something. He just, here. And I'm like, oh, no, I have a boyfriend. This is my go-to. When I was younger.
Which I get, I'm like, Ashley, he's
going
to find out.
This guy didn't know who I was
at
all.
People know who you are.
This
They're going to know you don't have a boyfriend.
He did not know.
Oh, my God.
And if he did, then I'd be like, sorry, I said it because I'm not interested. You know?
I know, but that's so sad.
That is
him.
Sad.
Why don't you say something else?
Like what?
I'm not ready to date yet. That one's
I'm not
been,
ready to
that one's
date
been
yet.
Very popular by me. I've been using that one a lot.
Well, no. This guy is a stranger who absolutely had no idea who I was, and it was fine. And plus, people don't, you know, unless they listen to the podcast, anything can be going on in my life.
I mean,
I can have a mysterious boyfriend.
He could be listening to the podcast right now.
You're right. Lauren used to tell me, when I used to hand my number out to everyone because I just didn't know what to say, she used to be like, why don't you just say you have a boyfriend? It's like, because I can't lie, and the lie never came natural.
Right.
So I would just be like, here. And now
so
I have
awkward.
The boyfriend. Now the boyfriend line just like rolls out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend.
No, Ash, you have to come up with a different one because everyone knows you don't have one.
You're overdoing this. Not many single men follow The Bachelor. Yes, that is a fact.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I feel like they do.
Boyfriended men.
Well, it's not that. It's that back to our like main topic in social media. When you meet someone, they literally just Google you now.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, yeah. Or, oh, this is a good one. So I've been on dating apps. I've been dating recently. And you know how back in the day people would be like age, sex, location? Mm-hmm. Now people are like, what's your last name? Or do you have an Instagram? It's like, yes, I have an Instagram. I don't live like I wasn't raised in a box. I have an Instagram. Do people ever say like, oh, do you have Instagram? Like, do they ask you that question when you're on a dating app?
Do
you have
know.
Instagram?
Because I haven't. I've only gone on a couple dating app dates and it was over a year ago.
Oh, you haven't been on any recently?
Mm-mm.
How did you meet the Valentine's Day guy?
It was a setup.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It was a girl that I met at Becca's blog launch party. And then she's like, I have a list of very eligible guys for you. And like, I was like, these are my celebrity crushes. I hope they look like them.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, this is so-and-so. He's even better looking than Ryan Phillippe. And I'm like, no. Like, that's actually a very annoying thing to me when people like to be like, oh, no, don't worry. He's even more hot. He's even hotter than this guy. It's like, no, don't lie. No, I haven't been on a dating app. No, I haven't been on a dating app date since like a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just so annoying. I feel like guys are like, what's your Instagram? And then it's like so obvious now that you're asking for their username and they're asking for yours. And then no one talks in the chat for 2 minutes because you know that they're stalking you and you're stalking them. And then you go to your page and you're like, wait, what does my life look like? Because I got to see what he's seeing right now. And it's like this weird, stupid thing. Where, I mean, now you just, like, know about everyone's life before you even go on the date because of Instagram. Which is so annoying to me.
At least you have things to talk about. That's the upside.
I guess, but it's just
like,
so...
I found your Instagram.
There's, like,
you're
no
into this.
Mystery. And then you get expectations, you know? Because you're like, ooh, he looks really good in this picture, but he doesn't look that great in this picture. What is he actually going to look like? You know?
Right. I'm just thinking about my own Instagram now, and sometimes I hate it.
So, why do you hate that?
Because there's always like wrenches in it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not even talking about ads, people. I'm talking about like, oh, I posted that picture, but in hindsight, I don't really like it. But then like, I'm not going to delete it.
I delete pictures all the time.
You do?
Yeah. If I don't like something, I'll upload it and then delete it. But I haven't done that recently. But yeah, I will absolutely delete something if I don't like it that much.
And it's just like, it's not cohesive. And I know that a lot of my bachelor friends have like beautiful, cohesive Instagrams, but at the same time, that's not my shindig and I don't need that. But I would like it to all be like A plus. But you know what? No. Well, I'm saying this
you
out loud.
You don't want it to be.
No,
you're not
I
a
don't.
Blogger.
I'm not. That's not me.
Exactly.
My whole thing is that I'm imperfect and I'm very honest and open about that.
Right.
So my Instagram isn't perfect. It's not a work of art. And that's what life isn't a work of art.
But that's the best example of like how it's put so much pressure now, especially with online dating, because Instagram's the one thing everyone looks at is that everyone wants to look perfect and hot in every picture.
Right.
Because your potential suitors could be looking at it. It's so sad. I feel like it really has ruined like the magic of dating. It really has. Have you ever unfollowed someone?
Have I ever unfollowed a love interest?
Yes.
I unfollow very few people. Maybe like once a month I'll unfollow anyone. But I have never unfollowed a love interest, and I'm sitting next to the queen of like, I'm just going to unfollow him. And I'm like, are you joking me?
I've only unfollowed like one or two people my whole life.
Okay. You unfollowed your recent Aiden breakup.
Aiden. I love you. Called
She's
him
her. It's Aiden.
He's
that
not
was her Aiden.
Aiden. You said he was Petrovsky.
Oh,
so long ago.
He's really Aiden though, because like you thought he did everything right. Like you really, you know, but Petrovsky, like he always had issues.
Okay.
He's Petrovsky in the way that he is, you know, artsy fartsy.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. But I think it's okay to unfollow someone if you just don't want to see their stuff anymore. And I think especially when it comes to relationships, I think it's important to unfollow someone. I don't know, but some girls are like really, I could easily say that girls are like way stronger for not unfollowing, but I would just rather not see that. It's more like out of sight, out of mind. Like, I don't want to see your stuff anymore. Like, would you unfollow someone? I don't know. Who do you unfollow?
I just unfollow people that are no longer in my life or companies and stuff that I did follow that I no longer am into looking, or people who overpost, definitely overposters.
Do you feel like when you are dating someone, has this ever happened to you, that Instagram can be somewhat of
Naz,
like...
we've never dated anyone.
Well, like, we've never had boyfriends. No, but dated. I've dated people. Don't you feel like Instagram can be like a haunted house?
Instagram?
Yes, because you just never know what's going to pop up. Like, let's say you just start liking a guy. It's like scary. It's like, what if they upload a picture with another girl? Like, that's terrifying.
Oh my God. I'd never even think about them uploading a picture with another girl.
Or anything that would make you like or tagging
because
a girl.
What who does that these days? What single guys really Instagram a girl? Because okay, they know not to do that.
Okay. I get what you're
they
saying.
They know that's dangerous territory. The whole roster will get on their back and be like, what the fuck if he posts a picture with a girl?
No, but this is like if you just start liking someone who's you're not technically with. Don't you feel like it's like a haunted house?
I know that you like that expression, haunted house. This is how I'm going to describe it.
Okay.
If there's a guy that I'm seeing a little bit, if I'm texting him, if I definitely have those crush feelings, but it's not that intense. I mean, not the crush, but like just the relationship isn't that serious. Whenever I see a new Instagram, he is posted by him. Then I'll freak out. Like, my heart will sink. And, like, I'll get a little jump, you know, get, like, a surge of, like, holy shit, there's a picture up.
That's what I need. That's a haunted house.
And then, like, and you don't even, you're seeing the picture, but, like, it takes a second where your heart jumps and you don't even know what the picture is. And you have to read the caption. You're like, holy shit, what's going on?
That's what I mean. It's a haunted house. It's terrifying. And we're literally insane. I'm literally looking at you and outwardly saying that we are insane for being this way. However, I don't think we're the only women
no,
that are
I don't
this
think
way.
So either.
But that's what I mean is like,
oh my God, he just posted a picture.
I know. You're like, oh my God, he posted a picture. What is it? Who's tagged? Who, like, where are you?
Remember when
what
you were you seeing your burger and he kept tagging girls in like landscape photos?
My God, I would die.
Yeah, you freak out. And like, honestly, we didn't even know what he was doing. It was like, is he with her? Is he thinking of her?
And that's what I mean in the sense where like, it's so scary out there, guys. So all I got to say is watch out. And just unfollow them. Ashley won't, but I will. Because like, why
did you unfollow him?
No, I'm telling you, I haven't followed anyone except for the guy that you call Aiden.
Oh, I've never unfollowed a boy.
You know what I just thought of? Remember when we went out the other night and I ran into Big?
Yeah.
and that he just liked a picture.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, that's so relevant.
Okay, well, yeah, explain.
I dated Delta. So Ashley and I went out to Delilah's, which is an awesome club here in LA.
It's like La La Land. It's like you stepped into La La Land.
It's like 1920s. Every Sunday they have a jazz night. It was amazing. Anyways, we go. We had so much fun, and we're leaving, and I run into my Big. And Big was this guy that I dated on and off for 4 years. Never amounted to anything, obviously, because I've never had a boyfriend. Point of this whole thing is, because we'll get into details in like another podcast, but the whole point of it is that after I left, he hasn't liked one of my pictures in like 4.5 years. And yesterday he liked one of my photos, which again, I have to remind myself, it doesn't mean anything, but then it's like, but does it? Because that's really weird that he hasn't liked something in like 4 years. And they just like something.
I think it means something, but then maybe we are just the crazy people who've never had a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is like, in reality, it doesn't mean anything. Like, you can't sit there and think like, oh, he probably just liked the photo. But it's one of those Carrie Bradshaw things where it's like, I couldn't help but wonder.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't help but wonder, did a like on my photo mean that we were more than something, or that it was just the fact that he liked the picture?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't help but wonder the same. For the most part, social media and dating are bad together. I think it makes us freak out when we don't need to freak out most of the time. The stalking abilities that are on there, the nights that I have looked at the guys who I like and I've seen like their tagged pictures, and then I'll see like them with a pretty girl in the picture, not just them, but like in a group full of people. Be like, oh, there's a pretty girl there. I wonder if they hooked up.
It's such a wormhole. Because you have no idea. Ashley, you have no idea.
You and I both have spent nights crying over girls that were tagged in pictures that we didn't know.
How insane is that?
It is insane. But I know we're not the only ones.
We can't be the only. I really hope not. If so, we need help.
No, I have multiple friends, not just you, who have cried over tagged girls.
Here's the thing. I mean, I'm not even going to go as far as to say cry, but I think be upset over something. And that's the issue with social media is like, you see a girl in a picture and you're like, you start making up a story in your head, right?
Right.
You're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's out. This girl's tagged. She's with him. They're making out. And it's so insane how we as women, like, and just, it's a figment of our imagination, and they could literally be a nobody.
I know.
They could be a friend. And that's why, again, reason number 18,000, social media sucks. And we really got the short end of the stick when it comes to dating because of social media, I think. Ugh.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And a big reason why, I think I said this earlier, why I hate it is because these days, like with dating apps and with social media, I mean, social media is dating apps. It's all one and the same. You get like you get a dossier or like a resume on the person. Like, you know how old they are. You know where they work. You know where they're from. You know what they look like. You know what their hobbies are. You know what their friends are. You know where they live. And like, what happened to the old days where you didn't know? Like, all the magic is gone.
You know why I think The Bachelor is so amazing, because it takes you back to traditional dating. Like, we're talking like 1950s dating almost, because you can only talk in person. Like, yes, of course, like in the 50s there was telephones, but you'd still have to verbally communicate. And on The Bachelor, you have to verbally communicate. You don't get the smoke and mirrors that come along with social media. You don't get the easy way out that you get with messaging and texting. And it's just so easy to ghost people these days, you know? And on The Bachelor, you cannot do that. And I think it's wonderful.
It's just, I don't know. It just makes me sad. How real is everyone's life on Instagram, really?
Not that real.
And also, like,
I keep it pretty real.
I have friends that'll start posting, and I'm not saying that I'm excluded from this group, but there are people that'll start posting like a bunch of hot photos of themselves, and literally in my head I'm like, oh, she broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh, totally. But you know, you and I, like, Naz and I were thinking about going to Vegas.
We are going.
Okay, well, are we going to really do it on next Wednesday?
Okay, so what Ashley's saying is that I've been dying to do a photo shoot, and I will be the first to say that I think photo shoots are so dumb and so narcissistic and so weird. But I think it's important to get in touch with, like, your sexy side. And recently our friend...
Probably the only Bachelor girl who hasn't had, like, a photo shoot.
Our friend suggested it to us. And they're like, Naz and Ashley, maybe you guys should do a photo shoot. You'll feel so much better. You'll feel so confident. And I'm literally cringing at the idea because I look at models' photos and I'm like, oh, my God, you're so into yourself. You're so ridiculous. But you know what? There may be something to, like, feeling good about yourself and taking, like, a hot photo that could help.
I know. And I know, like... I don't know. I don't think that I need to feel any more confident about my physical being, but I would.
It's not about your physical being. It's about, like, your insides.
Well, I feel inside good too.
I feel inside good too.
I have a good amount of confidence. I try to tell people this every week because they're like, oh my God, poor Ashley. She has no confidence when it comes to men. Only when it comes to men, people. And only when it comes to very hot men. It's the only thing. And I know they're like, oh my God, Ashley's so shallow. It's like, I'm sorry that I like handsome men. But I'm a confident person. I don't even need my ego boost in that way. But you know why I would do the... And I hate that I'm going to say this, but what? I'm going to be open and honest.
What?
I would literally use this photo shoot to post pictures so that I could get, like, one or two guys that follow me on Instagram to text me.
Okay.
I'd be like, if I posted that picture, he's going to text me. Do you know how many times Lauren and I have posted Instagrams and then we get the text? I used to do that with Big all the time.
I mean, I think men are very visual, but I think that's also really sad.
Of course it's sad.
It's terrible.
It is, but that's sometimes terrible. You gotta do what's gonna work.
I mean, listen, I'm not knocking it.
So, yeah, anyway, we'll see. We'll see.
Have you ever, when you, like, in your stalking, like, wormholes, have you ever accidentally liked a photo?
I have accidentally liked a tweet of a girl that he was following.
Oh, that's not bad. It's a tweet.
It's a tweet. That means I went into her. I found her on Instagram. He followed her and liked her picture on Instagram. I went so far into the stalking hole that I found her Twitter, went back into her Twitter, and then accidentally liked a tweet.
For some reason, that doesn't sound as bad to me.
That sounds crazy to me.
But liking, accidentally double tapping on a photo on Instagram is also haunted house worthy. It's like, it's scary for people.
I have something to tell you all.
What?
So after I favorited this tweet by accident, I unfavorited it immediately.
Oh my God.
And then I texted my friend, my best friend works at Twitter, or she did at the time.
No.
And I said, is there like a grace period on liking something? So if I unliked it within 10 seconds, am I safe? And she said, yes. So if you do it within 10 seconds, it doesn't even show up on their feed.
Oh, so it's like when you drop a Cheeto on the floor.
Right. I'm not even joking you. I read this article about that.
So does the same thing go for Instagram?
I don't know.
I've always wanted to know that. We should try that right now. You should like and then unlike one of my pictures.
Okay, let's do that right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Social experiment. Hold on.
Because that's kind of scary. Okay, because you and I both have a friend, Ashley, a mutual friend, that met this guy, liked him, looked at his ex-girlfriend's page, and liked one of the photos deep, deep, deep down in the page. And that is, to me, is mortifying. That's so scary.
It's bad.
Okay, so are you going to like
I'm going to try to find a picture that I actually... Oh, I didn't like that one. Sorry, Naz. I didn't understand the squirrel. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to like and unlike right now.
Okay.
Like.
Okay.
Unlike. Okay.
Load, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right.
Leave it up for 10 seconds. Count to 10.
Okay.
So like it again.
I'm liking Naz's Instagram right now. We're doing a social experiment to clarify whether or not if you unlike an accidentally liked picture within 10 seconds, if it even shows up on that person's profile.
This is very valuable information that I've always wanted to know.
All right. Like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boom. Unlike.
Yep.
That's 10 seconds.
I know.
You're not going to like be startled by accidentally letting me a picture.
I think I saw it after 5 seconds.
Really?
So maybe you have 3 seconds to unfollow someone.
Okay, fine. 3 seconds.
Instagram.
That's fine.
Let's just do that to be safe.
You can do that.
Don't unlike that pic, though.
I did not.
Okay, great.
Well, I did.
Well, like it again.
Okay, I like it again. There you go. All right, guys. Well, I'm sure there's other situations in which
social media has ruined your life.
Social media has ruined your dating life.
Ashley and I really feel like it's put a damper on it
these
days.
How has it enhanced it other than conversation topics?
I think some people would say that it's a good thing to know that the person isn't a murderer, like the guy I'm going to go on a date with tonight.
Did you follow him?
No, he doesn't have an Instagram.
No way.
I'm going to die.
He is a murderer. How old is he?
I don't know. I don't know anything because I don't have his, which is weird.
Did you ask him for it?
Yeah. I asked him on the intersection of Beverly and Genesee, how old are you?
No, I mean his Instagram.
No.
Because you didn't ask for the Instagram. No, how do you know he doesn't have one?
Because I couldn't find it.
Because you have his last name?
Yes.
How do you have his last name?
He asked me for my last name, and I asked him for his, which is why I was saying how it's so weird how people are like, what's your last name? Do you have Instagram? But he didn't ask if I had an Instagram. He just said, what is your last name?
Huh.
And there aren't that many Naz Perez's. I should have just told him my name was Jacqueline. I've really fucked this one up.
No, because it doesn't matter if he doesn't see it.
But nothing's going to happen to me, right? Because, like, a game is like...
No, you'll text me the entire time.
Well, that's mean.
No, I mean, not the entire time. Like, hi, I'm safe. Half an hour later, hi, I'm safe.
Okay. Drop my pin every 5 seconds.
Yes. What? We've gone this entire time without talking about Snapchat, which is funny because especially with the younger generation, probably a couple more years younger than us, they probably use that when it comes to dating more than anything else.
I agree. And you said earlier, how has social media enhanced relationships? Well, I think sending nudes on Snap has probably enhanced some relationships, right?
I have never had quite a Snap relationship, but there's been guys that I wish had Snap so that you can communicate with them throughout the day without having to text them. And then you can do like funny things like, hey, I'm doing this, or this is what I look like. Blah, blah.
Or this reminds me of you, or like a funny filter. I agree. Snapchat has enhanced it. We just found it.
Snapchat is good for dating, but I have just never been with a guy who's a snapper.
I dated a guy.
Nor am I really a snapper.
I dated the guy. Remember the guy from back home that I dated for a while?
Yeah.
He was such a snapper, and it was a lot of fun. It's really fun. Because when you see their name, you get all excited, and you're like, oh, what is it? And like you can send videos and pictures. So actually, yeah. I think Snapchat has enhanced the early dating stages.
Right, the early dating stages. I always wanted Big to have a Snap so that I could send those pictures that I ended up posting on Instagram
sexy photos.
Just to him. You know, like I would have liked to send like sexy photos and like pretty selfies to him.
You could always old school it and put it in like an envelope and mail it to him.
Like crazy stupid love.
Yes.
But if I were to have done, like, it'd be so weird if I were just to text him a selfie. Like, that's so weird to me, texting a selfie.
No. Why do people do that?
Lauren used to text her cheater boy selfies all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Hi,
just
this
so.
Is me.
No,
Hi,
that's
this is me.
So
like, I don't
not
get
me.
That.
I can't do that. They're yeah. Like, I can't. It's not me.
That's just like, this is my face.
Yeah. I would do that if I'm like a couple months in with someone and they've sent me a picture, I'll send one back.
Yeah.
But not like out of nowhere. Hi.
Have you ever sent nudes?
I've never had my face in them.
Okay.
But yes, over Snapchat I have, but I've never had my face in them.
Just over Snapchat.
Just over Snapchat. I would never text a photo of myself.
Yeah.
Ever to someone, even when my face is not in it. That's just too scary to me.
I have sent one with my face and body in pretty underwear to one guy. And then I sent, you ever do it to like just the stupidest person ever?
No.
You ever make a mistake and just like,
no.
And need an ego boost, and then you send somebody who didn't deserve it a sexy
what?
Pic?
What? No.
I did that once.
Why?
I was young and stupid.
Aren't you scared that they still have that and they can post it one day and like now you're somebody and it would show up somewhere? Isn't that terrifying?
It didn't show my face. Oh. Just my mouth.
Well, the one with your face in it. Do you ever get scared it would pop up somewhere?
No, it was so good. I wouldn't even mind if it did.
Oh, okay.
I actually, if that one popped up, people would be like, damn, girl looks good.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Another platform we haven't talked about, which I just think is funny because it's so irrelevant to us these days, is Facebook.
Okay, let's talk about how Facebook back in the day.
Oh, yeah, Facebook back in the day.
Remember? Okay, so when people would make a status and like you would literally write a status and it was so directed towards one person. Like that was such a thing in Facebook back in the day.
You do a message directed at someone? No, a status.
Like a quote or something. And it was so obviously, like people were like
people subtweet today. I subtweet sometimes.
You know way more about Twitter than I do. I'm not a big tweeter.
Yeah.
What does subtweet mean?
That means when you do a tweet that is about somebody, but you're not going to talk about who.
It's kind of funny that right now we like having Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, but Facebook did really almost all of it other than Snapchat, and it condensed it into one place.
I know.
So if you were stalking someone, it was all in the same place.
Yeah, it was great. And you could see their high school photos.
Yeah. But I never go on Facebook now.
No.
It actually annoys
me. Do people still use Facebook?
I mean, I still go on like maybe twice a week.
I use it for events.
I use it
But actually, like, to look at things, Facebook is so pointless and annoying to me.
All it is are people on rants and, like, writing paragraphs about what they're up to.
Oh, mine's, like, people getting married and engaged.
I guess there's a little bit of that, but... All right, guys, before we bore you all, we'll sign off now.
Yeah, we'll sign off, but we want to know what you guys think. I'm sure some of you have met your boyfriends, husbands on social media, which is amazing, and I don't want to knock it all because I do think it's awesome. And I think it's awesome you can go on a date with someone literally in an hour, like based off an app on your phone. But
app dating is a whole different thing.
App dating is a whole different thing, but just stay safe out there.
Stay safe. She's going to die tonight at the Laker game. I'm going to track her.
All right.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
All right. I'm going to be honest. I know nothing about wine. When I'm going through the grocery store aisles or when I'm trying to pick out a wine at dinner, I literally do not know what I like. I don't know which types of wine I'm into. I think I like light. I think I like dry, but that's because that's what my mom likes. I don't know, but I can tell you that whenever I go to dinner with Jared, I always have him pick out my wine because he seems to have pretty good taste or similar taste to me. But I found this amazing new company called Wink, and it delivers wine straight to your door, but it doesn't just do that. It also personalizes the wine that they choose to deliver your door to your palate and your taste. And all you have to do is take this palate quiz, which I took, and then it recommends wines that you're gonna like. And they ask you questions like, how do you take your coffee? Or do you like berries? And then Wink matches you to a wine that you're guaranteed to love because it's tailored to your unique taste. Right now, Wink is offering listeners $22 off your first order when you go to wink.com/get it. That is Wink as in WINC.com/get it, GETIT. And it actually gets better. You all know I hate paying for shipping, and I'm sure you do too. So Wink will actually pay for your shipping on orders of 4 bottles of wine or more. So take something off your to-do list and go to WINC.com/get it to get $22 off your first order now. All right, great. Let's get back to the show, people.
Okay, so everything you guys just heard, we actually recorded earlier today.
Around 3 o'clock.
Around 3 o'clock. It is, what time is it right now? It is 8:46. After we recorded the podcast, I drove home and I got ready to go on my date that you guys just heard about.
The one to the Laker game with the guy who pulled over and said she was the most beautiful person he's ever seen.
And Ashley thought it was really romantic. And I kind of thought it was romantic, but I also thought it was extremely creepy. So I have come back to give you guys an update on what the fuck just happened, because the craziest shit just happened, Ashley.
It is pretty crazy.
So
I got a sneak peek. I heard a little bit, not the entire story.
Okay. So I went home, I got ready, and he wanted to meet at 7:15, no later than 7:15. And he called me earlier today
at the Staples Center.
At Staples Center. He called me, I should preface this with saying, he called me earlier today to ask if I wanted to get dinner with him. And I said no, because I'll be working downtown, but I will meet you at the Staples Center. Because, to be honest with you guys, I didn't want to get in a car with someone that I didn't really know.
Which is totally the safe thing to do on the first date,
right,
especially.
Like, you still have to be careful. You have to be really careful.
You should never get into a car with this guy on a first date if you don't know him pretty well beforehand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's interestingly enough, I thought I was going to get murdered tonight. So this is what happens. So I get in the car, I'm ready, I'm driving, and it looks like I'm going to get there closer to 7:30. So I text him and I said, one second, I'm pulling it up. And I said, hey, I'll be there at 7:30. So sorry, running late at work. And he says, okay, meet at the Ritz-Carlton Valet, which is, you guys aren't near LA or know LA, it's a hotel around the corner, part of the JW Marriott near the Staples Center. And I thought that was really weird, because if I'm getting there at 7:30 and the game starts at 7:30, why is he asking me to meet somewhere else? So I politely responded, I'll meet you at Staples Center, so we're not late. Is that okay? He responds, should we reschedule?
What?
And I go,
that is so weird.
Guys, I'm
steps away, you know? It's an eighth of a mile at most from door to door.
Exactly. So I am ready, and I'm in the back of an Uber, and I'm almost at Staples Center, and I'm so confused. So I said, huh? Question mark. I'll be there at 7:30. I just don't want to miss the game, LOL. Just kind of trying to make it, like, friendly, but, like,
yeah,
also
being like, hey, I'm not going to go up to your hotel room. Like, I don't want to meet you at a hotel when I'm first meeting you.
But also, like, if you're a guy and you're taking a girl out,
you have to know that.
You have to know that. You can't be sketchy. Like, why would a woman meet you somewhere where you're not, like, going?
Especially when you hollered at her in the car.
So then I say, so I go, huh, I'll be there at 7:30. I just don't want to miss the game. Ha ha. He goes, sorry, let's reschedule. Guys, I'm almost at the Staples Center. And I said, I'm very confused. Is something wrong? And then I call him. He doesn't pick up.
No
way. And he goes, on a conference call, maybe a Clippers game next week. And I go, I'm literally almost there. I got ready. This is the rudest thing I've ever heard. Please don't reach out to me ever again. He never responded. Ashley, he 100% was going to murder or hurt me.
He was going to murder you at the Ritz.
He probably wanted to get dinner. Guys, how crazy is this?
He probably didn't even have tickets to the game.
This is insane. He never had tickets to the game.
You thought he was going to give you nosebleeds. Like, that was going to be the twist in all of this. The guy in the Maserati had nosebleeds. But no, he was just going to take you to a hotel room and kill you.
How insane is this that I literally was just saying earlier today in the recording that you guys just heard that I was going to get murdered.
Yeah.
This is so scary. And another reason why being single is the fucking worst.
He could have definitely raped you.
I'm not even kidding, because think about it. He wanted to get dinner. He probably wanted me in his car. He probably never had tickets to the Laker game.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like, why wouldn't you meet at the Staples Center at 7:30 if the game starts at 7:30?
He wanted to do everything but meet at the actual game.
And I'm just, it's so insane, because he pulled up next to me in a Bentley, and it's like,
Bentley,
obviously,
not Maserati.
Like, I wonder, I mean, is he, like, Lauren thinks he's a sex trafficker or something. And that's why he has a Bentley. And he's like some weird guy. Guys, All I have to say is I had to run back here and record this and give you an update on how insane this is. Literally the craziest, one of my crazy, I mean, I've had a lot of crazy dating stories, but this is insane. And I just am so thankful to God that I wasn't like, oh yeah, I'll go to the Ritz-Carlton. Like, yeah.
There's a lot of dumb girls out there that would.
Ashley, that's so scary. It's really scary. And the fact that he didn't respond is such a testament to like a normal person would be like, I'm so sorry.
Say like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not usually like this. Yeah, I can't believe or whatever. But oh my gosh, no, he had ulterior.
I'm like terrified. I feel like I should turn him into the cops or something.
He had plans beyond.
Yeah. Like,
he had plans.
I can't believe I'm sitting here right now. Like, this is.
Wait, are you talking about my sister, Lauren?
Yeah, I told Lauren about it on the way here. I called her. Guys, all I have to say is, like, being single is the fucking worst. Where is my husband? Because I almost died tonight going to a Laker game. And you know what? In other people's defense that are probably like, well, you're a dumb girl. He pulled up next to you. And
no, like, I mean, that should be something that we used to regard as sweet, and now it's creepy.
In a movie, it's romantic when there's actors in a script. I think in real life, as much as we want romance, like, don't, it's just not.
Yeah,
I just can't believe it. And I really don't know what the guy's intentions are. I also don't want to like badmouth someone because I actually don't know, but this is the sketchiest, weirdest fucking thing that's ever happened. And yeah, that's my day tonight.
There you go. All right. Talk to you next week when maybe Naz and I will have even crazier experiences and stories to tell. Bye.
Stay safe.
I don't get it. Podcast.